All right, folks, we're back better than ever. We're taking this live on Monday night. We were at the golf show all weekend. As you can see, for the people that watch on YouTube, we are Tomless once again. He's working tonight, so me and Vince are going to break down a little bit about the golf show and just give you our thoughts about it. So how are we doing, Vince?
I am doing pretty well. You know, I'll be honest, this morning my hamstrings were a little bit tight from standing pretty much all day. And like, I feel like it's different. Like I play 36 holes in a day where you're walking, but you're moving. And just standing one spot is more of an athletic achievement than some people may think. So how do you feel? Because you were there for 3 days. I only did two.
Yeah, it was rough a little bit. I will admit, I'm glad we had the two links golf shoes. They were very comfortable. I will admit that. I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I liked them a lot. Yeah, it helped walking around a little bit. But yeah, it was a grind, but it was a good grind. I mean, we had a lot of people come up. It was great. What were your takeaways from it? What did you like?
So a couple things. One, there were quite a few people that said they follow us on social media, but, you know, never joined the tour. And they came asking some questions a little bit more about it. So I think it's good that people have at least heard about us or follow us on social media, like whatever the posts might be. So it kind of gives you some like street cred, I guess, with people just coming to the golf show. If they've never heard of anything about the tour, they're probably like, who are these guys, whatever. Like, kind of the first time when I heard of the Southside Golf Tour, I was like, this has got to be a joke. Like, being from the South Side of Chicago, I'm like, you know, this thing could be just some rigmarole. Like, it's going to be terrible. And here we are, you know, going into the sixth year. So, you know, that was definitely good. And also the number of women that came up to the table. And I feel like, you know, you're a big promoter of women's golf as well. I am also. So it would be awesome to be able to grow the game. You know, so quite a few women, you know, took golf tees or took QR codes. It'll be nice to see if we can kind of get that up and going, just, you know, promote the game even more. How about you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's always awesome, like, seeing old faces. So shout out to the guys that have been on tour that come by to stop by and say hi. It's awesome seeing the new faces. It's all different types of people. You know, it's great because they all have questions. They're all interested. They all, as we all, Tom and I always say, it's, you know, once they hear the idea of what it is, they're like, oh man, that's a great idea. So to see the excitement as usual is great. Love getting the questions. Love the guys that are like, you know, this is what we're looking for. I got a group of guys, just buddies that just want to play. So, but yes, to your point, you know, I'm a big LPGA fan, as Tom always makes fun of me about. In fact, I have the match on behind me. Been watching Lexi and Rose play Max and Rory. By the way, Rory does not look like he wants to be there. I don't know if you've seen any of it.
You know, I had just put on a little bit. I'm kind of tracking this North Carolina Miami game as well. And, you know, to me, Rory just didn't quite seem to fit the idea of golf this time. Like, it should have been like Ricky Fowler and Max Homa out right there. I feel like that would have been more of like, is there more for like, you know, I'll say goofing around, but like sure. Light and easy going. And, you know, Rory and I have had our differences over the years, and I just don't see him being the let's have fun on a Monday evening kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see Rose Ang. She's got such a smooth swing. Right. But yeah, getting back to the girls, or the women, I should say, that showed up, that was awesome. Like, that's one of my goals. You know, I know Mike out in Arizona really wants to start a women's tour out there too. And I think that's a great place out there as well. Hopefully that happens for him. But, you know, hopefully our future, we definitely have a women's division. And the other cool thing I thought was too, was like how many more little kids came up, like parents with their little kids asking if we had a junior program. And again, that's another one of our goals, you know, down the road, is to hopefully maybe have a couple tournaments for the kids and everything, because we all have kids. We all want them to get golf. And in fact, When we came home yesterday, after I dropped you off, I came home and Nolan was out in the front yard swinging the club, hitting the ball around the front yard. So,
oh, there you go. That's what I like to hear, taking big divots out of dad's grass. There we go.
Yeah, but I don't cut it and I don't have to fertilize.
Yeah, you don't do anything with it.
I don't do any of that, so it's fine. But no, all in all, like, yeah. And then the other thing I took away from the golf show was, like, dude, last year, Sunday, by noon, it was a ghost town. Like, it was, you know, basically nothing happening. But this year, yesterday, it was crazy busy. And, you know, I thought with the weather that it wouldn't have been, but maybe it brought people out. But it was good to see just, you know, all the different types of people walking by. And, you know, it again, thank you for everybody that stopped by. It was great.
The crowd Saturday was nonstop. But Sunday, you know, we were actually kind of planning to have a little bit of a dinner date.
You're right.
But, you know, going to Gibson Steakhouse across the street. But it was just so busy, we could not leave. So we were just kind of slumming it at Los Burritos Tapatios afterwards instead. And I just thought of this. What would be really neat to do this year, because I'm sure there are quite a few of the guys out there whose children do golf. We should have, like, a father, son, or father, daughter, little scramble type thing out there. Or maybe like each one of the tours has like a 9-hole course that they get up at, and, you know, just something to have fun. There are a lot of really good junior golf programs out there, but just a day where, you know, the dads are out there with the kids having a good time. And I feel like that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I would love to tie it to some type of charity too, a little fundraiser action we can get going, but I think that's a great idea. But yeah, all in all, this year's golf show was better than last year's golf show, and I thought last year was awesome, so that's always a good sign. We got to talk to a couple of the course partners, especially for the guys in Milwaukee, so they're all excited about having them out there, which is great. You know, some of our partners, sponsors were there too, so all in all, great. It was well worth it being there. Crazy being seeing how crazy busy Maple Hill was. Like, I don't even want to – I can't even imagine – how much they do in business. I feel sort of bad for those guys that got to break down that show afterwards yesterday too, but they had a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, getting into golf for this weekend, this past weekend, I tried to watch some of it on the replay on Saturday night, and I saw them on 17 with Knapp and him having the 4-stroke lead, or what was a 3-stroke lead, but passed out early from being on our feet all day Saturday for sure. But and then when we got home yesterday, I caught them on 17. But besides that, didn't watch much golf, which is, you know, kind of disappointing. But it was well worth it being down at the golf show. So I'm trying to get my fix right now with the match.
Okay. And I was tracking. I got a hot tip on Steven Yeager.
Yeah.
To top 10, top 5. To win. And he actually came in, I think, maybe T4. So even if you played a top 5, the dead heat rule did not come into play. So I was trying to watch a little bit actually, like, during the week, just to catch some of his golf. And for the first two rounds, he won his head to heads. It was driving me crazy. Like, he could not score on the par fives. It was just like infuriating to me to watch that. But he got hot yesterday, got it done, but I really didn't have, you know, just like you, I was out the whole time, didn't get any time to, like, consistently sit down and watch golf. It was more just like a little bit here and there.
Your Yeager got T3, which is even better.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, to do T5, got that, you know, unfortunately he did not win, but you know, if I get a little hot tip again, I'll be sure to send it your way as well.
Well, as far as Knapp goes, I thought that was, I never knew his story. So, like, listening to the podcast this morning, like, Shotgun Start, to hear about him being a bouncer and all that stuff is, like, it's another win for the PGA Tour, right? So it's a great story. So we'll see what happens. I mean, he's got a 6-swing too. So hopefully he stays up top for a while. And then the other news is, you know, our boy's committed to Liv for sure. Did you see that video drop today from Liv about the what they call it, the second coming or the rebirth or whatever it was called of him?
I did not see that, no, but I kind of heard some, you know, some things on maybe Saturday of Anthony Kim going in. You called that as well a while ago, but you also called it him just bringing the two tours together. So yeah. You never know. I mean, that could still happen, but
Well, I think it was, I thought I caught it yesterday, and I'm not 100% sure. Didn't get really a chance to check it out today, but I think Adam with Golf Unfiltered, I think he put a tweet out yesterday basically saying that, like, yeah, he still had insurance money. So for him going to Liv, it's going to be negated pretty much. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. And I think, you know, Liv had to pick up that bill for him to obviously make it worth him to come over to play. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but all right. Well, that's pretty much breaks down the golf show. How about let's do a little buy sell segment. What didn't you like? What did you like when you were at the golf show this weekend?
You know, I only bought one thing, and it was the shoe cleaner. I got the old Jordans looking good. I actually did the pair that I had from last school year, and the bottom, like, side, the soles, man, they are looking sharp. You know, the guy cut us a deal. He cleaned my shoes as I just stood there on Sunday, so that was awesome. Also, the free coffee for the vendors in the morning. You know, that was just a nice little touch, and they kind of, you know, quickly took it away once people were coming in, you know, because Tom had to go and buy a coffee. He was a little bit late getting to the free stuff. But I'm ending up selling the United Center horn after a little while. Yeah. Like, that thing goes a few times, you're like, yeah. And then for like the 100th time, you're like, oh, come on, just give me a break. We needed Connor Bedard to light the lamp yesterday to take care of things, but the Caner did. So I did watch some hockey last night, but I've got to sell that horn. After a while, it's just, at least have like the music afterwards or something. I don't know.
I was shocked by how many people made that long putt, because that's what it was for, right?
Correct. Yes, it was. And it was a lot. And I thought, you know, no way, but.
I was taken back by how many people, especially on Saturday. I felt like that thing went off quite a few times in a row, and then like it had maybe like a 10-minute break, and then another string of them. So good on the people for making it.
Yes, and the 12 o'clock bagpipes were outstanding. I mean, I just love the sound of bagpipes. You know, sometimes it does remind you of like an Irish funeral, but it's also like Rowdy Roddy Piper. So you just get like jacked up when you hear them going. And
yeah, every day at noon, it was great. They walked around, did the whole center. It was really got the people going, so it was great. Great. All right, so you're buying, or you're selling the horn, but you're buying our shoe cleaner, which shout out. There was a tour member that came by on Saturday, you know, showing his clean shoes and telling us about the deal. So thank you for that one. I think I'm going to... I'm buying the Chicago Golfing Gals, to be honest with you. They're the CGG. Okay. Yeah, she was set up on diagonal from us. And again, it ties back to me just, you know, enjoying LPGA, but I really thought it was cool getting a little idea of her story of like, just like getting into the game of golf and wanting to start something for a community for women for golfing around Chicagoland. I mean, especially with Ella, like, that's what my goal is. Like, just sort of fall in love with the game, like how we're in love with the game, right? Just, it's a great networking tool, built a ton of friends from it, but like, that's what she's doing with the CGG. And I think it's really cool. Like, she had that chipping simulator that I thought was awesome. I think that was a great idea to draw the crowds. But yeah, it's a really neat idea. I think that's a untapped community that, you know, could really benefit like the whole golfing game in general, you know, especially with the young girls and Ella being one of them. I think that's, you know, a bright future for that. So good on her for doing that. And that's awesome. Hopefully something we can, you know, partner up later down the road with her with. But yeah, that's what I'm buying.
You love hearing those stories, you know, like Tom as well with what we're doing with the Chicago Golf Tour, just like having an idea, having a passion, and then like following through with it. Cause like everyone else has so many like great ideas, but just like the passion and drive to follow through with it. So yeah, it was definitely good to hear their story as well.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's do a top three. Let's do a top three. This is off the cuff. Obviously we're kind of, still making up for this weekend. What are the top three things that you saw at the golf show that you liked? Like little trinkets, I mean, or anything like that?
I kind of tossed in some of my top three in the buy sell there, and you kind of figured that out by your face, I think. But I am going to go with the three hole will be the free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Free coffee, outstanding, can't go wrong. The two hole is going to be some of these free hats that I got as well. Hybrid tour. I mean, I haven't taken this sweatshirt.
I was going to say,
in here, man.
Is that 3 days in a row?
It is 3 days in a row. I mean, this is just a comfortable sweatshirt for the tall guys out there. Get the New Era brand. It's like good on the cuffs right here. You wash it and it does not shrink. And the one hole is going to be just all those, you know, weekend warriors out there that were pummeling through Maple Hill and walking out of there like both arms just full of stuff. Like, I was very, very jealous when I got there Saturday, seeing people already walking out with big boxes, clubs. I'm like, oh, there's another happy camper that just came out of Maple Hill. And being to the home store in Michigan, like, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. But if you go to any, you know, golf show here in the area, like, they're going to be there. They have some awesome deals and just, you know, the smiles on people's faces walking in there and walking out.
Yeah, it's crazy because obviously me and you have been there before, being spending our summers up there in Michigan working at Pawpaw. Just to think what they have, what they bring versus their store, like, their brick and mortar is nothing crazy. Like, it almost looks like the size of a clubhouse, to be honest with you. It's right, not like the size of a PGA superstore at all, unless it's changed over the years. But last time we were there, I don't believe it was. So it's just, you know, it's kind of crazy to see their bread and butter is these, you know, golfing shows, which makes sense because we got Kevin, our buddy up in Michigan, saying the one in Grand Rapids, they pretty much take up half of the center for, you know, that golf show. So,
right. So they're not like, you know, just taking stuff out of their pro shop. Like, this is just their full-time deal. It's kind of like, you know, like the carnival when it comes in and out of Woodridge here, like,
yeah, right.
And they're just on to the next show. And I'm pretty sure, you know, that's what these guys are doing as well. Like, there's a show in Cleveland or like whatever it is, like, they're just on the road to the next place.
Yeah. All right, so that's a good top three. My top three is in the three hole is meeting fellow, I don't know, I guess you call, I don't know how to put it, other companies maybe, or other golf brands maybe, like, for instance, Old Fashioned Golf, who's partnered with our Milwaukee tour. He had some cool ideas. Great guy. Loved meeting him. Goat, Golf on NET. He was really nice. That whole setup, just, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Interacting with other people that have started something with their passion and just bouncing off ideas. So that was great. I really loved that a lot. Wish we could do that more outside of, you know, just a golf show, right? Two hole would be, it happened, I think you were right next to me, right, yesterday. I love that guy that's got that cigar shop. Well, not, he doesn't sell cigars, but he sells, like, you know, things to go along with the cigars.
Yeah.
For golfing. Like, he came up and he's got something patented. It's so simple, but it's effective. But it's a ball marker, a little bit thicker, but then on the other side, he has like etched out a slot to just rest your cigar on the green so that, you know, you don't got those people that ash on the green or burn the green or anything like that. And my number one is the people watching, for sure, like at Maple Hill. I would have to agree with you because I can't believe how many people walk past our booth with full sets of new clubs. And I will admit, I did get jealous. I did get a little bit jealous. I don't need anything, obviously, but, you know, walking over there and seeing all the sets of irons out there and then, like, geez, man, they have some good prices, especially yesterday. So I was like telling old Chuck Wagon at the office today, I was like, man, you know, cause he bought Mizuno's last year and I forgot what he got them for. Obviously a lot more cause they're brand new, you know, they just came out. But yesterday it was interesting cause we got there early and you could see the Maple Hill guys walking around with their cards, changing the prices for everything. And I think they dropped down his irons to like $499. And I'm like, you know, what a perfect time to come if you were in the need of a brand new set of irons.
Oh, I mean, for obviously, sure, yeah.
They're not tailored to you. You can get them fixed, you know, changed out, spec to yourself. But yeah, just the people watching in general, because it was great conversation with random people too. It was a good time. So
it was. And I want to give an honorable mention to the one guy that was, he was talking to Tom and he kept on doing like, shaking his hand. They go like this. It was just like older guy just drinking a Bloody Mary. And then he would like put his hand out for this and like take it back.
Yeah, psych him out. Yeah, it was good.
He was a hoop.
Yeah, he was a good time. There was just great people all around. And then, you know, shout out, honorable mention is how much Juicy Fruit Tom went through for the 3 days. Yeah. I've never seen so much Juicy Fruit in my life, to be honest with you. I don't think I had Juicy Fruit since I was, I don't know, maybe 12. So, you know, good on him for doing that. That's great. Well, thanks for jumping on with me, bud. I hope everybody that went to the golf show enjoyed it. Don't forget, March 1st, registration opens. It goes live. We've got the early bird registration, $350, jumps up to $4 on March 15th. We're getting really excited. The weather's 70 degrees today, 70 degrees tomorrow. It's going to suck on Wednesday, but we're getting through, man. We're going to be out there golfing pretty soon. So get your groups, get your guys, sign up, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Until then, though, we'll see you in the fairway, Vince.
See you in the fairway, bud.